Hey, what's going on? What's going on, world? Welcome to the Big Unk, the Big Unk Triple H Show. So, today I want to do exactly what I did last night. But I may read just a verse or two from the word as well. But what I want to talk about is so near and dear to my heart. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And what I want to tell you is that, you know, through your trials and tribulations and what you're going through, remember God is interviewing you. Before you get the blessing, God is taking you through another step. God is interviewing you. So you're going to have people that's going to talk about you. They're going to say things they have no business saying. They're going to yell at you. They're going to whisper about you. That's because you're fixing to be blessed. You're about to be blessed. But God still got to take you through the interview process, because just because you fit the job description doesn't mean that you fit the job. I always remember that. Just because you fit the job description doesn't mean that you fit the job. So in one of the phrases and phases we go through in our job is to be humble, hungry, and smart. So what I want to tell you today is that be humble, hungry, and smart, and realize that God is interviewing you. And sometimes you can, not all the time, but sometimes use a little common sense and fight that devil. People go off and have conversations about you. People come and sit in to listen what you're going to say, to interpret what you say. Sometimes people even realize that you know what they're doing, and they can't stand to be in the midst of you and in the face of you, because they actually see the true king in you, the true priest in you, the true calling of God in you. So, you know, the golden rule that God says is, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. And that is true no matter how man, a woman try to put it, they get it from God. They get it from God. And you have to know that. You have to be prepared for that, because in the interview process, God is seeing that you're going to be humble, hungry, and smart, and is you going to fit that job description. Because see, once you fit that job description, remember that it's going to be lonely. You're going to face a lot of adversity. You're going to be by yourself a lot, because you have to focus on God and what God has for you. And remember, when you say things and people know you do stuff, they're not going to ask you. They're going to choose somebody else. They're going to, don't get offended. That's all in the process. Do not get offended. Keep doing the things you do. Stay encouraged, because even I have to do that for myself, and I say that for myself, because you're going to deal with demons and devils from your personal life, from your social life, to your professional life. People are going to say things about you. They said about me all the time, and half of them think they know things about me, and they don't, and they only go and vision and envision you based on your work ethics. People see things. They know things happen, have things, and won't even tell you, but they will sit and see it happen, and they will enjoy your downfall more than your upkeep, more than your rising, more than your blessing. They will enjoy your downfall. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Father God, thank you right now for blessing me for this message. Father God, right now as I send this prayer out, Father God, I send this prayer out not only for me, but the viewers and listeners and subscribers of my show. Father God, I ask that you block any negative energy, any witchcraft spirit, Father God, anything that comes up against me or my viewers, subscribers, and listeners right now. Father God, any plot or plan, any prayer, Father God, that they have for us, we ask that you reverse it and give it back to them 100-fold. Because, Father God, we're going to fight whatever they send out to us in prayer. And we're going to fight it with a little common sense. And Father God, we ask right now, as we pray to you, as I'm doing this intercessory prayer, Father God, and standing in the way and in the midst of people who can't pray for themselves, I ask right now for the blessing. I ask right now, Father God, for the protection. I ask right now, Father God, for the Holy Spirit and the Comforter to come into me so I can be a part of the blessing to give to the people. And I thank you, Father God, on this day, because, Father God, we got some evil people out here. See, Father God, we got page watchers. We got page viewers. See, we got people that peep in on your page just to see what you're doing, but they ain't going to talk about it because they ain't looking for the success. They looking for the downward spiral, Father God. That's what they're looking for. See, but the thing about it is that I know God. I pray to God. And I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Heavenly Father. And I know that he brought the Holy Spirit for the Comforter of us to be living in these days. And Father God, I'm eternally grateful. I'm spiritually grateful. I'm physically grateful. And I am grateful to be here in the presence right now, praying to you and stepping in the midst of the people who can't pray for themselves right now, Father God. And I'm praying right now for all witches and warlocks and demonic spirits and prayers, Father God, to be no more, to be dismissed, to be raveled up, balled up, and throwed away and put in the trash right now on this day, Father God, because I declare and I decree what's for me and what's for them is going to manifest in the name of Jesus on this day. I'm praying for every soul, Father God, that hear this word. The sick, the shut in, the blind, the lame, the crippled, the meek, the dead, the wicked, underneath the earth, outside of the earth, out of space, out of limits of outer space, through the rivers and streams and lakes and oceans and seas, Father God, and ponds right now, P-O-N-D-S, right now, in Jesus' name. I'm praying. I'm praying for a shield of protection over my life. A shield of protection over my wife's life, over our kids' life, over our grandkids' life, over our enemies' life, over the neighbor's life, the co-worker's life, right now, in Jesus' name. Because see, Father God, we're going to fight the good fight of faith, and we're going to work with the good fight of faith, and we're going to pray and work and dig for the good fight of faith right now, Father God, and we're not going to let it go, in Jesus' name. We're not going to sit still, in Jesus' name. Even when we're tired, we're going to pray. When we wake up, we're going to pray. When we eat, we're going to pray. We're going to give thanks, Father God, for everything that you are allowing us to do on this day, because it's a privilege and it's a blessing and it's a perk, and we are grateful and we are thankful, Father God, and we gonna live, Father God, and we ain't gonna live worrying and we ain't gonna live in the stress, Father God, because we know the enemies. I see my enemies every day. I know who they are every day. I see them and talk to them and live with them and work with them. I see them every day. But Father God, I have no worries. I have no doubt that everything is going to work for the greater good. And I'm sending in prayer out tonight for every living soul. This is my intercessory prayer for me to you, Father God, and to my subscribers and listeners and viewers on this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Pray. Keep doing the things you're doing. Trust in God before you trust in man. And don't let nobody keep you off track. Don't worry about the gossipers and the naysayers, man. Listen, people gonna be with you and they gonna talk about somebody with you and then turn on you and be friends with the person who they talked about with you to talk about you. You can't deal with these emotions, people, personal problems, and they bringing them to whatever they do in life. You can't deal with that. Focus on God, because it's going to cause you to have high blood pressure and stress, and they're going to cause a lot of things to go wrong in your life. Because remember, whatever you're doing it for the benefit of God. You're not always there to make friends with nobody. You're only there to do a job. Everybody who you meet in life, if they're not who you grown up with, you only meet these people in passing through a due season. If you weren't doing what you're doing, you probably would have never met them. You only meet them for a reason. You only meet them for a reason. So God is interviewing you. So you need to pass that interview so you can walk in your season. And the way you pass that interview is by praying, having faith, working, having good character, good personality, integrity, exercising, eating right, staying healthy, and giving God all the glory. Stay humble. God will grant you mercy and peace and grace. Stay humble. Walk in a lot of humility. And trust God. Let God fight all your battles. Because they're going through something. They just ain't telling you. God is interviewing you. Pass that interview. So, I'm going to read you a quick verse. On why I say that. The book of Revelations tells us in 3 and 8, it says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door. God set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. And I know what you have, but little power. And yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. God is getting ready to open up doors that no one can shut. Rather, that person agree that you should have it or not. God is getting ready to open up doors that no one can shut. You better stay on your interview and you better pass that interview so you can get the job. Pass that interview. It says right here, in Luke 12:11-12, it says, and when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. So when you're going up against somebody, don't be anxious. Don't worry about how defending you. Don't worry about how to defend yourself, because God will provide a way for you. I just read it in the Word. So stay on your interview and pass your interview and get your blessing. The last one, the last two, they're real short. This in Exodus 4:12 and 2 Timothy 1:7. Exodus 4:12 tells us that, now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak. So God will be with you and show you what you shall speak. God will teach you what to speak. That's in Exodus 4:12. And the last one is 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So God gave you a power, a love and self-control and a spirit, not of fear. So pass your interview, because you can pass it, because God gonna allow you to say the things you need to say. So whatever you're going through, whatever your problems and troubles is, give it to God. Let God fight your battles. You go into prayer and you ask God to protect you from those witchcrafts and demons and people want something to happen to you just so they can get a position or promotion. You ask God to protect you from them people. You ask God to let you live, stay healthy, so you can live out and live through the blessing that God has for you. So you can be a helping to other people, because too much is given, much is required. Pass the interview and get your blessing. Heavenly Father, right now, I'd like to thank you on this day. I bless your name on this day. I ask, Father God, that you find favor in your heart with me and for my listeners, viewers, and subscribers, Father God. And I ask right now that you find patience, Father God, and you save our soul. And you keep us blessed and you keep us protected, Father God, always. Let these be my prayers, Father God, for me and my family tonight as we lay and rest our heads and get through the night and wake up in the morning for a fresh start of a new day. And Father God, we want to say thank you for everything. Thank you, Father God, for the food we receive throughout the day, even through the night and forevermore in the past and the current. And Father God, we ask right now that you keep a shield of spiritual protection over us, the blood of the Lamb over us, Father God, and send a comforter over us as well. Because Father God, we in a fight. And we going to fight and we going to pray and we going to work and we going to have faith. It's a spiritual fight and we going to succeed because we have you at the head. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Pass that interview. God has you on the interview. Pass that interview. So you can get the job. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace.